Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es mit Nachais, Perikai Mischne Beis, Kala Menachais, ni Leuscheis Befeuschrin. Ul Menachais, these are the Menachais that are not Chametz. Remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah, the only Chametz Menachais are the Shtei Alechem and some of the Chalas that come along with the Karban Taida. So Kala Menachais means all other Menachais that don't come in the form of Chametz. Ni Leuscheis, they're kneaded. Kneaded means mixing it with water. But what type of water? Befeuschrin. Feuschrin means lukewarm. Not hot, not cold. Why lukewarm? So the Tveris Yisrael explains over here. Hot water will burn the flour. That'll make it puzzle. Cold water makes like a crumbly dough. You want a smooth dough, it has to come with lukewarm water. Umesham run shalayach mitzu. Then you have to guard them, they shouldn't become chametz. How do you do that? The same thing we do with matzah. You work with the dough until it's baked. V'imich mitzah shireh, and if the mincha became chametz, shireh means the shirai, meaning after you take off the chametz. Oiv ribo lois to say, one is oiv ribo lois to say. Shenem raz the pasuk says, kol mincha shetakrivu l'Hashem lo yisei ase chametz. Any mincha that you offer to Hashem cannot be prepared chametz. So what is this pasuk referring to? Before the chametzah or after the chametzah? L'chayr, this pasuk is referring to before the kmitza. Like we've learned so many times, the kmitza is what goes up on the mizbeach. That's what you're makriv. On that, the pasuk says, be careful, l'shun mekam chametz. Kol mincha shetakrivu l'Hashem, l'isei ase chametz. But you just told me that if the shirayim, that's the part that's left over after you take the kmitza, becomes chametz, you're also over l'isei say, says the Baal Tanura, and a chanami. You have to read the mishnah like this. You have to guard it to make sure it doesn't become chametz. That's before you take off the kmitza. And on that, the Mishnah says, we learn it from the pasuk, kol mincha shetakrivu l'Hashem lo yisei ase chametz. But also, even after the kmitza, if you let the shirayim, the leftover, become chametz, you're also over lo yisei say. But that's learned from a different pasuk. That's in the pasuk of lo yisei ase chametz chelkam nasati oisei me'ishai. That pasuk is teaching us. Even the chelik that goes to the kaihanim, which is the shirayim, the part that is left after the kmitza, that too you can't allow for it to become chametz. The Sfas Emes explains that this halacha is referring to the minchas soilas. Those minchas that are baked before kmitza, meaning to say they're already matzah, that can't become chametz anymore. So it wouldn't be shaykh and iser chametz by what's left over from the baked mincha. Once matzah is matzah, it's matzah. It doesn't become chametz anymore. Even though some people, particularly chassidim, have a meaning, let's say, not to brok, that means not to dip the matzah into liquid, that's as a chshash that maybe part of the matzah wasn't baked properly. But everyone agrees a matzah that's baked properly can't become chametz. So this halacha, this mishnah is referring to the mincha seilis that's not baked. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chayavim al-lishasa, someone who bemazed, turns a mincha that's not supposed to be chametz into chametz, is chayiv malchus al-lishasa, on kneading it, v'gam al-arichasa, literally it means preparing it, like shulchan aruch, a prepared table, but in this case it's referring to working with it with your hands, after the kneading. And also al-afiyasa, on its baking. Alright, let's chazal what we learned in this Mishnah. We learned non-chametz menachais. And again, those are all the menachais besides four, the shtei halechem, which is chametz, and some of the chalas of the karban taida, those two are supposed to be chametz. But all other menachais are not allowed to be chametz. They're kneaded with lukewarm water. You have to be careful. Before the kmitza that it should become chametz, you cannot be makriv, chametz on the mizbeach. And even in as much as the shirayim is concerned, after the chametz is removed, one would also be over alav if he allows it to become chametz. And we also learned from the psukim that there could be three lavim. One would be chayiv malchus three times for bemezid making a mincha chametz, and that would be for the kneading, for working with it after the kneading, and the baking. But Tanur shows us how we learned this all from psukim in the Torah.